What's up, guys? Welcome to Popcorn Talk. This is Disney Movie News, and today we're talking about Beauty and the Beast, The Little Mermaid, and Thor. Let's go.
Welcome to Popcorn Talk, featuring movie discussion, news, and interviews. Popcorn Talk, we talk movies. And now, here's Popcorn Talk's Disney Movie News. Yeah.
What's up, everybody? I'm moving the chat over so James can see it.
Hey.
But I am your host, Leo Camacho, and you can follow me on social media at LeoZombie and Mr. LeoZombie if you're not on Twitter. And this is Disney Movie News, the show where we talk about, unsurprisingly, Disney Movie News. And I am joined by my bro over here, my literal life partner.
Oh,
come here. Lock those fingers in. I love you.
I like that.
Tell them who you are, man.
I'm James A. Janisse. You can follow me on Twitter and Instagram at James A. Janisse or on YouTube at Practical Folks.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, and today we're going to build a treehouse. No girls allowed.
No girls allowed.
We don't know where any of them are at. Actually, that's not true. Sarah, if many of you don't know, she's a big Harry Potter fan.
Oh, is she? Yes.
Oh, actually, just pause the video. We don't even need that.
Okay.
And she is at a Harry and the Potters show. So early on, she used to go to all the... She's been to, like, every Leaky Con there is, and she got really big into Wizard Rock. There's a show tonight, and she's there. She's rocking out with the wizards.
Now, are these rock songs with lyrical content about the Harry Potter universe?
Yeah, and all the bands have really cheesy names. That, like tonight she's singing Harry and the Potters.
Yeah. Oh, there are more than one band.
Okay. Oh, there's many. There's many. There's like the Severus Snapes. There's like a bunch of different... I don't know them because that's not my scene. I'm a nerdcore artist, clearly.
I was about to say, is it comparable to nerdcore hip-hop?
Yeah, so you know how like I got like the Megas and the Proto Men and, you know, like...
MC Frontalot was my man.
MC Frontalot. Yeah. But his name is like, right? It's not a video game name. But then there's like year 2000X and like the cartridge loaders, stuff like that.
Optimus Rhyme.
Optimus Rhyme. Good one. Pop culture reference.
Yeah.
So she's over there celebrating her Hufflepuffitude. And we're over here doing the show. Keaton is, she's at war. I'm just kidding. I don't know where Keaton is. She called out sick. So it's just the boys today.
Yeah.
It's just the boys. And we've got a lot of news, which is great.
A big week.
It means we get to go. Yeah, there's a ton of stuff happening. Both a big week in terms of videos that have come out, news that's been announced, and a big week for me personally
in the
Disneyverse. So we'll get to that last. But before we get the show started.
Save the best for last.
Oh, that little treat at the top. We're going to say some shout-outs to the chat room before we get started, though. So what's up to the regulars? We got CeCe Rinaldi in the room. We've got Alyssa Wassum or Wasum. I still don't know how to say it. I'll get there eventually. We've got Super Iron Halo. We've got Sarah Lisa. It's Loftis, but I still like to say Loftis. Like Loftis, like Spanish.
Loftis.
But she's like from like England or something. I actually don't know where you're from. But she's complaining on
Twitter.
You're
just making up a backstory.
Don't worry about it. They all have backstories in my head. We've got Kyle Medeiros. We've got... Who else? Glitter Ashley, what's up, girl? Thanks for the fan art today. I really appreciate that. Miranda, Perry in the room, Troy La Lee Lankard. You need to calm down with that name. That is way too complicated. Dr. Seuss, settle down. And one more we'll go with. Pixel Ray, what's up, girl? Thank you guys so much
Pixel
for joining
Ray.
Us. Pixel Ray, she's a reg. She's a reg. She's loyal. I love it.
Mm.
Thank you guys for hanging out. We got a bunch of cool stuff going on today in Disney Movie News. Actually, I don't even have to click the news because I know what the first one, the big chunk was. Actually, let's just start it off with a video. What do you say?
Yeah, let's
go
do
straight
it.
To video.
Yeah, let's go straight to video.
Play it. Play it up there.
Let's just join the 94 million other people who watch this.
Yeah.
I got the right
94
video,
point.
Right?
Yeah, yeah, okay. You're right. Yeah.
Yeah, look at that castle.
Oh, yeah. I just want to point out this song. I'm so glad they went with this particular tune from particular movie. It is my favorite piece of music in Beauty and the Beast.
Oh, I thought you were going to say all of Disney, and I would have...
Oh, no. Well, certainly it's
got to be up there. It's haunting.
It's haunting. That's the right word.
Haunting, yeah.
It's and very... beautiful, yeah. It's beautiful, and it's ugly. It's Beauty and the Beast.
Oh, it's so scary. Oh, ooh.
Man.
I like that.
Look at that ballroom. There's a single piano in the middle. I bet you someone's going to play it. But here's what... I want you to... I have a comment to make about what...
Is it about the portrait?
No.
Oh, because...
No,
I...
but I'd like to hear your thoughts on
it. Oh,
that.
Well, they fixed it. There's a continuity error in the... cartoon because his portrait...
Wait, right here.
Oh. Come on, say it.
Say it. Say
look, it. A girl.
Yes, I can see it's a girl, you fool.
What if she is the one?
I don't like that accent.
Oh, Ewan McGregor?
I don't like his French accent.
He's bad at most accents.
Why did he do that?
I don't know. But then we have Gandalf as Cogsworth.
That's okay.
Yeah.
So we've
like,
got...
It's a
we've
girl,
got,
you fool. You fool, it's a girl. Of course I know. Fly, get the rose.
Ewan McGregor shouldn't have tried the accent. I think he should have just spoken. But
Well, you know, Lumiere's got to have an accent.
Maybe they should have gotten someone. They should have gotten Gerard Depardieu.
Oh, yeah. Or that guy from The Artist.
Mm-hmm.
Remember?
From The Artist.
But no, I was going to say the portrait in the cartoon movie, the portrait is of him as an adult man.
As an adult man.
Which doesn't make sense because he gets turned into a beast as a child.
And here's the thing. So they say that on the end of his 21st year, the last rose petal will fall. And then in the song, Lumiere says, 10 years we've been rusting, doing so much more, needing so much more than dusting. And so it's like the movie itself has a lot of continuity errors. Was he a child when he got the rose?
Yeah,
in his 21st
11.
Year, like when he's 21 years old, or does the curse last for 21 years?
No, I think he was 11 when it happened, which makes it kind of a dumb curse because...
Because he wouldn't know what beauty was. He's just a child.
Yeah, he's just a kid.
He's just a little baby,
yeah,
which means he was 11, literally. So if by his 21st year, and Lumiere says 10 years, and he's 11-year-old when he gets cursed, and that fairy, she has very poor judgment, and I hope she got kicked out of the fairy community and committee.
I know, like his frontal cortex isn't fully
developed. It wasn't even developed.
Of course he's not going to be like a mature, respectful child. He's a child.
With ideas of beauty standards and how to treat people properly. His parents weren't apparently in this castle even.
Maybe if she had just sat him down and talked to him instead of turning him into a beast.
Maybe she shouldn't have played a prank on an 11-year-old.
Yeah.
Maybe that's what should have happened. I don't know.
I'm glad we're on...
Hopefully this movie sets the record straight and addresses this issue. And
it's going to set a record, I'll tell you that.
I'll tell you. Well, like you said, like the 94 billion people that just watched it today.
I think you added now three zeros.
Maybe. But don't judge me because my timelines aren't straight like Beauty and the Beast. But I want to know in the chat room, you guys stoked? Because obviously the answer is yes. But I want to know if there's...
Like how stoked.
How stoked? Like, are you feeling emotionally drawn and connected to this movie already? Are you just kind of like, another live action? Which, by the way, is Disney's new way of saying... we're just going to make a bajillion. We're going to literally print money by making more live action movies.
Yeah, just give us money.
Yeah. So I want to know what you guys are thinking about this. Enchantress is not a fairy. Close enough. Fairies, enchantresses, and witches, they all hang out at the same bar.
Yeah.
Okay, guys, let's not get technical here. I want Leo to be Eric. We're getting to that, you guys. So, James, you excited about it?
I'm reasonably excited about
Reasonably excited.
Yeah.
I think second to Jungle Book, I'm the most excited about this. I was really excited by Jungle Book.
Well, Beauty and the Beast is a great story, and it's a great movie.
Is.
So I'll give
and Emma
it that.
Watson.
And Emma Watson's fine.
Yeah, she's fine.
No, she's like she's like middling 11. Fine. No, she's like a 5.5. Fine. And I'm not judging by appearance here. I'm just judging by acting ability and just like my interest
really?
In her.
You don't think she's a good actress?
Well, she's okay.
She's undeniably the best at smirking.
Yeah.
She's a great smirker.
She was way too attractive to be Hermione.
Well, when she was little, we didn't know where she was going with them jeans. I mean, look at Ron. We thought he'd be a little better looking, but poor Rupert. He even got an ugly name, Rupert Grant. I love the guy, though. Don't get me wrong. He's got good shoulders.
I like her, you know, her feminist point talking points.
She's a great human being.
But then she evaded all those taxes, bro. You know, she was in the Panama Papers. Yeah, doesn't excuse.
We're getting political today on Disney Movie News. Emma Watson, mixed bag of beans.
So the rest of the cast, though, I think is pretty cool.
Yeah.
You got...
except for Ewan McGregor's accent, but I love Ewan McGregor, so that's okay. I'll allow it. Yeah. Gaston, we got Vampire, we got Dracula's...
And Josh Gad was born to play LeFou. Like, they drew LeFou as Josh Gad before
Gad existed. And his chops have proven himself even as a Disney character.
Absolutely.
Can you give me a LeFou impression?
No.
No? Because that's my best Disney impression.
Oh, that is. You do a
that's
really
my
good
best
LeFou,
one.
Do it. Yeah.
People like it because the mouth goes crazy. So it laughs every time. Here
Let's
we go. Ready?
Yeah.
You're the best, Gaston. I think we'll end the Beauty and the Beast segment on that note. Moving on to more live action news. Guys, Disney has expressed explicit interest in creating... Oh, I'm sorry. I skipped a piece of news. So
you just skip, man.
It's okay. You want to just go there? Want to just go there right now?
Do whatever you need.
Are you cool? Can we do that? Yeah. Okay. We'll just go to the
Freeform
main news.
It's like a jazz show.
We're just flowing. Sorry, I totally read that wrong. Live action Little Mermaid.
Yeah. No, I'm down.
Live
with
action
that.
Little Mermaid. I was just saying on the live action track. I was trying to be consistent. But
okay.
I'm well. You know, obviously, the school of thought on this is why haven't they done this sooner?
Yeah.
Why haven't they jumped on it sooner? And I think that's a major property. You don't just go full-blown right into your number one moneymaker.
You want to prove the technology.
Craft, right? You got to know how to market these things. You got to know what people are liking. Because if you look at Maleficent and you look at Jungle Book, vastly different approaches to filmmaking, right? So now you've seen the extremes. You've seen how Cinderella does, which is a really good even ground between the two, but I think is an honest kind of reinterpretation of Cinderella. And so now you kind of have these different templates and you have real feedback on how well your movies are going to do depending on the format that you choose. And they can just make this thing the way they need to make it.
Thing is, with Little Mermaid, it's going to require a lot more technical prowess because it's going to be underwater so much of it. Like
that's the thing.
Yeah, and Cinderella is a relatively simple story to tell.
Yeah.
But the fact that Jungle Book, they did so well with it, everything being CGI animals that look really real, I have faith that they can do mermaids.
But they can do that. Now my concern is for the hair.
Oh, yeah.
Have you seen Batman vs. Superman?
I have not.
Good. You've saved yourself a chunk of time. But there is a scene where they show Aquaman. Mm-hmm. And it's an awkwardly long, uncut scene where they're just, like, focusing a camera on him underwater. And it's Jason Momoa, for those who don't like to call him that. And he's, like, poking his trident, but he's literally underwater. They actually had him filmed underwater. And his hair is just kind of in his face. It's a very awkward shot.
Oh, I'm curious to see that.
Yeah, just watch that part. It's the part with the metahumans. And the strange thing about it is, like, if they can't do that with Ariel. Like, her hair is supposed to be very fluid and very big, and, like, it takes up – it's a character in and of itself.
Yeah.
But you can't have that thing flopping around in the middle of the movie. And then she can't be talking if it's legitimately underwater. So are they going to do a giant bundle of CGI hair?
I think we'll have to. I think the whole underwater stuff will have to be CGI. You think they're going to go with
a Green Lantern suit hair?
What's Green Lantern?
You know, Ryan Reynolds was in Green Lantern, and his whole suit was CGI.
I definitely avoided that movie.
Dude, you have excellent taste in movies to dodge. But I'm mad because I like watching crappy movies, and you need to start doing this.
We watched Batman and Robin the other weekend.
Oh, I'm so sorry.
If you want to watch crappy movies with us.
No,
man.
I need you to chill out. God, man, that movie. So it's not confirmed, but they're definitely... Confirm. Like, they're, yeah, like yeah, we're going to do it.
Absolutely.
But the issue, I guess, is that Universal is also going to be producing a Little Mermaid movie based on the original fairy tale.
I think Disney will just get it out first and make it better.
The comparison the article brings out is, what is it, Armageddon versus
Deep Impact.
Yeah. It's going to be one of those.
I'm just thinking about Jungle Book versus Jungle Book.
Another, yeah, why?
That Universal? Second Jungle Book, man, is bone.
Are you going to see it?
Why? I don't feel the need to. I just saw a great Jungle Book.
I kind of just don't want to see it out of principle. Like, don't do Disney thing. Don't do the Disney thing. Actually, today an article went up on moviepilot.com of a fan casting of the movie.
Mm-hmm.
It had Ian McKellen as Grimsby, which I think is really funny. It's pretty appropriate. Oh, not Ian. Yeah, it was Ian McKellen in the article. Someone also recommended... Donald Sutherland as Grimsby.
Oh, okay.
That was another one. And then Triton as Hugh Jackman. Hugh Jackman as Triton, rather.
Okay.
I can't remember who they said as Ariel. I did see one that was Tori Kelly, but I can't remember what the article said.
If they could put Rip Torn's head on Hugh Jackman's body for King Triton, I'd enjoy that.
That would work.
Yeah.
That would work. I could go with that. And I was the one cast as Prince Eric.
Of course you were.
What's the girl from... from the singing, the acapella movie, what's it called?
Pitch Perfect?
Pitch Perfect.
Anna Kendrick?
Anna Kendrick as Vanessa. And I'm like, literally, I am not of the caliber of these actors, but the article's like, it would be a great breakout role for this young, aspiring entertainer.
Really? Wait, where was this article?
MoviePilot.com.
All right, wait, why don't you just transition into your sweetness then?
I think I'm ready for that.
Yeah,
I think
do
I'm
it.
Ready for that role. I think I'm ready to step up. I'm a big fan of all those actors, so I should be able to hang out with them. In the chat room, I want to know what you guys think. Do you think I should be cast as Prince Eric, or should someone who's actually qualified be cast as Prince Eric? The chat room is all about the Leo as Eric. So thank you guys. Hashtag it. Tweet at the right people. Make that happen. At least get me on the radar. Maybe I can make a cameo as like one of his assistants or something. Maybe I could be like the Man in the Iron Mask version of Prince Eric. I'll be the other Leo. What do you think, man? You excited? Would you want to see that movie?
Little Mermaid?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Your girlfriend would lose her mind.
Yeah, for sure.
That's like anniversary date.
Yeah.
I did a photo shoot, for those of you who don't know, with his lady as Ariel.
And the big pink dress.
And the big pink fluffy dress.
You may have seen it. She's beautiful.
We'll put some links. Make sure you guys follow both of them on Instagram. They have a really interesting life. They hang out with a lot of interesting people.
Glad I harpooned that mermaid.
Oh, that's deadly. That would kill her.
Yeah. glad I netted.
Fished her out.
Netted her. Caught her in a net. She ain't getting away from me.
Hey-o! Oh, man. Guys, this guy. I'm glad he came out today. All right, let's go to the proper order of the movies here. Oh, you have another?
No, I'm just cracking my knuckles.
Just cracking them nucks. Yep. Okay, now let's go to the actual second story that we had. New Finding Dory trailer.
Oh, yeah.
Everybody. Cool. Everybody, let's watch this thing, because I think this is the best one in the lot so far.
Definitely. I've not been excited for this movie until I saw this trailer.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
That's what the article said, too. Oh, here we go. Oh.
Did you hear that?
Heartstrings.
You're what?
It's Bill Hader.
Bill Hader, for sure.
There's a lot of fish here. Anybody, literally anybody, could have just said hello.
There.
Where am I looking?
There.
Oh.
Where am I looking?
Hi, I'm Dory.
Yeah, well, where are your parents?
Where are your parents?
That's the premise of this movie.
Hi. I've lost my family.
That is a sunfish, also known as a mola mola, one of the largest fish in the sea.
Could you please tell us the species?
Fish, carnivorous.
Every fish in this sea.
Yeah, so those are dolphins, probably bottlenose dolphins or Pacific. At least I think it Blue does. Ridges. Let's see, those are clownfish.
Clearly.
Dory, there you are.
That's kelp.
Look out. Okay.
Ah, that's a Homo sapien.
Yep.
Our friend got Homo sapien, not Homo sapien. It's a fish. Awesome.
Those are sea lions, voiced by Idris Elba. Those are random fish, number five. I'm just kidding, I don't know what species it is.
That's a
Pacific octopus. It's an octopus.
Okay.
Well,
I guess you're stuck here.
You're not helping, Dale.
That's a crabs. It's a bat ray. That's a whale shark.
Not a great swimmer.
That tank freaks me out with my thalassophobia. Creeps me. That right there. Oh my god. That's a beluga whale.
Poor baby.
That's a baby.
That's a human baby, yeah.
Yep. That's a thalassophobia baby.
I forget what those fish are called. I need to look it up again. I like Dory species. This is a squid.
Oh, yeah. Beak?
Like
I've never understood how
that's scary.
Yeah, I've never understood how a hard beak can be attached to the gelatinous body.
Yeah, well, it's like your teeth connect to your gums, man.
Ooh.
Somewhere out there is
oh, that tank. Oh, God, freaks me out. So I have thalassophobia, fear of deep water, and large open water space. That's a green sea turtle. That's a starfish, like a sponge or something. Starfish somewhere.
That's okay. Everybody does it. Nothing to be ashamed of.
That's a water. Oh, that's some sort of waterfowl. I can't remember the species exactly, but an actual one.
That's a standard Disney font.
That's a fountain.
Does this mean we have to say goodbye?
Yes, we have to say goodbye. That's called
I don't know why I thought I could do this.
In Spanish,
you are about to find your parents, and when you do that, you'll be
home.
Yeah.
I love this scene.
Predators. They could pounce at any moment.
Mate,
don't you worry.
That sea lion is my new favorite character. Yeah. He's got like a sideways face. Yeah.
And those eyebrows.
Yeah, just like
yeah.
Yeah. Yes, that is the best trailer so far. And I think it changes the perspective of the movie. It shows that it's a much grander adventure than we had previously imagined. A lot of new species are going to be introduced. And that's one thing I like about these movies is that like people learn about the animals. Like kids learn about the animals. And as a kid, currently as a child, no, when I was a kid and I watched these Disney movies, it's one of the reasons that I got so into animals. When I was a kid, so a lot of people ask, like, Leo, why didn't you watch DCOMs? Because by the way...
Leo, why didn't you watch DCOMs?
It's funny you should ask. Yeah. I didn't watch a lot of DCOMs because I wasn't into live action as much as most people were, like a lot of TV shows and stuff like that. So instead, if I wasn't watching a cartoon, and there was a few live action things that I watched, very few, but my preferred entertainment was documentaries.
Oh.
Yeah, when I was a kid, I was literally, like my family would just put on Discovery Channel and I would sit down for hours upon hours. I wanted to be a zoologist or a zookeeper at the time, as I called it, until I found out that field zoologists don't make that much money. So I got into the, you know, this array of animals was because Disney movies always showed me these new kinds of animals and that they had personalities, and then I just kind of wanted to apply that to the natural world. So I think movies like this are awesome educational tool for kids to learn about animals.
Yeah.
Yeah. And especially marine biology, which is like everybody seems to be so fat. And I feel like one out of every four people I ever met in college said they wanted to be a marine biologist, and that's what they were going to school for.
Really?
Yeah.
I don't think I met anyone who ever wanted to be a marine biologist. School? Yeah. Would you go to marine biology school?
I went to community college school.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, man. I went to community college for like 7 years.
Oh, nice.
I was one of those kids.
You were like the Van Wilder of your community college?
Yeah, except less popular.
Aw. I don't believe it for a second.
Well, like, okay, because, I mean, like, I was a nerdy kid. College is when I realized, oh, I could be whoever I want to be. Mm. Anyways, getting off track.
Welcome back to Leo Movie News.
Yeah, guys, let's get to know me tonight. No, I'm excited about this movie, actually. I liked the first one, obviously, but I think this one's going to be a lot of fun. Like I said, I like that it's a much larger scope, and you're going to see a bunch of different new animal species in and out of the water.
I like the setting that...
The Mbari, Monterey Bay Aquarium. Research facility, something like that.
Yeah, the research facility.
Institute. Yeah, real locations, real animals, real things. And I like that the octopus, apparently based on that, has a much larger role I thought he was just going to be like a little scene.
You know what I liked that's not in that trailer is when the I like the fact that it's not in the trailer is the when the octopus goes in the garbage disposal and he turns it on. That really makes me uncomfortable.
Yeah.
And I feel in pain when I see that.
That's
clip.
One of those things, right? Like just the notion.
Like how can they include that in a kids movie? Because
nothing actually they literally kill parents and you're worried about garbage disposals.
No, yeah, I am because like a kid's not going to kill his parent. Kid might, you know, stick something down the garbage disposal. And the octopus
but he goes,
comes
don't
out
do
and
that.
He's, yeah, but he turned it on. We heard it.
By accident.
Those blades definitely yeah, they got
that was very
those
precise.
Gross. I hate it.
All right, guys. So I'm afraid of deep water. James afraid of garbage disposal in the chat. Let's know what your fear is.
Oh yeah, and escalators.
I want to give a quick mention to Miranda Perry, who's giving a shout out to Community College. Everybody in the chat room is like, "Yeah, Community College.
Yeah,
congratulations if you made it out of the 7-year program. You guys,
good job, guys.
Well done. You guys excited about Finding Dory? Let me know in the chat below. It's coming in the chat below. I'm so used to YouTube. And let me know in the chat if you're excited. So it's coming out soon.
Yeah.
Right? A couple months.
Yeah.
Almost there. No, next month.
I'll have to rewatch Finding Nemo because it's not that fresh in my mind.
We should watch it together, man.
Oh, can we? Mm. Slumber party?
Oh, seriously. Let's do it.
Yeah, no, I'm serious too, man.
Oh, sorry. Yeah. I forgot we do that here.
Yeah.
No girls today. Moving on. Next piece of news, guys. Netflix has made a deal with Disney, and it's finally going to come to fruition. Many of you know that at the beginning of 2015, I believe, there was some big announcement that Disney would be getting showcased on Netflix, and we've been getting that already. As a matter of fact, a lot of your programming on Junk Disney, you guys watch it on Netflix, and you time code it so that people can watch it with you.
Yeah.
When you do your live streams, which you guys should totally check out, his YouTube channel, Practical Folks.
Yeah.
Now, some of the bigger features, especially the Marvel films, haven't been able to be played on Netflix because they previously had an arrangement with Starz, the Starz network.
And who has Starz?
Honestly, who has Starz?
Who has Starz? Come on.
Anyway, it's 2016 now, which means that contract has ended. So we have officially heard that in September, most of the Disney licenses will be coming to Netflix.
But the way I read it, it seemed as though the arrangement was only for Disney movies that came out 2016 or later would be on Netflix.
Yes.
With no guarantee of the back catalog.
No, but I think they're not going to be able to afford to maintain it, right? Like Disney, I don't know. I don't know how much longer we're going to have to wait. I don't know how long their contract is for.
Yeah.
Because it is certain, you're right, it is a back catalog, but it's still there's still a finite point at which
I just want all those movies on Netflix.
Well, for sure, everything 2016 and on will be on Netflix.
And that's great. That's
but we're not going to get Star Wars because that was 2015. And that may include some of the Marvel films. But the point is we will now have Marvel films on Netflix, which will be huge.
And that'll be going for like the next decade at least. So.
Minimum. Movies. God, that's like our new Westerns, right? Like,
yeah.
You don't like it.
No, I hate it, man.
Well, you're not a Marvel guy.
Although, can I transition into Thor 3?
Yeah, which is, by all means.
Because that one actually sounds appealing. Because, okay, I know that Marvel, the Thor 3 is apparently supposed to be a space intergalactic buddy traveling movie.
Yeah, they call it Buddy Road.
Buddy Road Buddy Trip,
Cops,
yeah.
Because it's like that Robert Downey Jr. movie where he's like tied to Galifianakis.
Yeah. So it'll be between Thor and Hulk, and that sounds fun.
Yeah.
But like the guy in charge of Marvel said, we don't just make superhero movies, we like to make movies of all different genres.
Right, which is something I've been saying for a long time.
That's what you've been saying, that's what he's been saying. I haven't been buying that statement.
Really?
Because they all still feel the same to me. They all still have the same third act.
Did you watch? Yeah, well. Yes, the third act is always superheroes fight.
Yeah. Because
that's what you want to see.
No, that is not what I want to see. I'm so tired of it. It's the same thing every movie.
If you had been reading comics for 20, 30, 40 years.
Which I have not.
Exactly. And you want what you want to see is your heroes executing their powers against other heroes on the big screen.
But how many times can you watch that?
Every time. Every time. I want to see them use their powers in new ways. I want to see the new heroes use their powers. I mean, for me, it was a pure delight. Spoiler alert. If you haven't seen Civil War, this is a big spoiler.
Don't say it because I haven't seen it. I'm sorry, bro.
But you don't care. You just said
no,
you don't
I
care.
Do. I do want to say Civil War.
Okay, well, then I won't give too much of a spoiler. But there's a way that Ant-Man fights in this.
Yeah.
And I was like, that is something never in a billion years would I have thought that I would see that on the big screen. And when I saw it, it's so far my favorite moment in any Marvel movie.
Yeah.
Any Marvel movie. Like, that's a big deal. And to see Black Panther on the screen doing the Black Panther thing, that's really cool. You know, like, I love that stuff. And I'll watch it a million times over.
Just honestly, my bigger issue with it is that...
Every comic book has that?
Yeah, but they're made at the expense of other movies.
What?
Yeah.
Like what?
just other original content. Because before, when we would get one superhero movie a year, that'd be fine. But now there's like how many a year, dude? Mm. Like four at least. And then the studio is spending time and money making those movies instead of like original
scripts.
No,
because it's Marvel films.
Yeah, but
Marvel's not going to make anything but Marvel movies. They're not going to stop making Captain America.
But other studios aren't going to put up different movies against those giant superhero movies.
Should they? And they do, right? They lose, but they do.
Yeah.
Come on.
And the more you lose, the less likely you are to make. Well, then
you just got to space it out
better. I'm just basically mad at America for continuing to buy. Yeah, for liking something that I don't like.
Something larger than life.
Hey, give me...
No, honestly, that's a valid point. I get where you're coming from, especially as someone with a film background and you appreciate a broad diversity of films. But you have to remember that the vast majority of people that go to the movies just want popcorn films, dude.
Yeah.
Like, that's what you go on a date for. If you want to see a movie, no one's stopping you, right? Like, you can see whatever you want. But if I'm taking a girl to a movie and I don't want to watch another, you know, rom-com because that's not my jam, and she doesn't want to go watch The Manchurian Candidate because it's a little bit too heavy, what do? We go see Civil War. That's what we see, and we get the best of both worlds.
I guess so.
That's kind of what it is.
And this is all coming from a total hypocrite, because give me a Star Wars movie every year and I'll be happy.
Yeah, I will eat that. I will go see it on the same day as Avengers movie if I had to.
Yeah.
Right? Like, I'm all about that life. But for me, it's cool because it's something I've always wanted to see.
Yeah.
And actually, how do you guys feel about it?
I already saw someone say that they used to think I was cool until just now. So obviously, I'm in the minority here.
Yeah, man.
I'm sorry.
Well, I think one thing that's really cool about the Marvel films is that it's brought in a whole new... Because it's a soap opera on the big screen, right?
Yeah.
It's something that you're getting an episode of every few months. Well, think, and in comics, you're getting new comics every week. So it's cool to get something regularly, because that's what we're used to. But you guys like it, apparently. And it's cool. It's brought in a new audience and a new appreciation for these heroes, redefined them, brought them back into the limelight. And I'm really cool with that, because it's something that I loved since I was a little baby.
Aww.
A little fart. But going back to Thor and Hulk, I'm super excited. Ever since they fought together in the first Avengers movie, Joss Whedon wrote them as such good buddies, you know?
And I actually do like the Thor movies, as flawed as they may be, because they are fantastic. Yeah, they're fantastical. They're a little different.
And also, the Hulk movies don't stand well on their own. So it's good to have two kind of weaker properties coming together to make a really cool property.
But has there been a solo Mark Ruffalo Hulk movie?
No.
Yeah,
no,
Mark Ruffalo is so good as Hulk.
But there have been other solo Hulk movies.
Yeah, like Edward Norton.
They didn't do that well.
No, I know.
Even the Ed Norton one. I mean, it was better than the... I can't even remember.
Eric
Bana.
Oh yeah, Eric Bana.
Yeah.
Yeah.
God.
Oh man.
Did you guys see all of the casting news for Thor Ragnarok that came out this week?
Oh, Jeff Goldblum? Jeff Goldblum?
Okay,
Kate
anything
Blanchett?
With Jeff Goldblum, I'll go see.
Or no, Kate Beck. Is it Beckinsale?
No, it's Kate Blanchett as the villain, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Kate
Blanchett
is going to play Hela. Jeff Goldblum will be playing the Grand Master.
I don't know who those characters are, but
doesn't
I
matter,
love those actors. Yeah, I will see. Okay,
you didn't know who the Guardians of the Galaxy were. You know what I mean?
Hey, congratulations. I am pumped for Thor 3. There's a superhero movie I'm pumped for.
We'll go see it together, man. We'll make it a bro road trip to go see it.
Slumber party?
Yeah! That's what we're doing. We're locking fingers and looking at people really intensely.
Just to plug across the network, if you guys want to know more about the Grandmaster and Hela, you can go check out our show, Marvel Movie News.
Okay,
Tuesdays at 11 a.m.
Highly suggest it. You guys excited about this one? You guys excited about Thor and Hulk? We've got to come up with a name like Thulk. I've already made it. It's Thulk. Hashtag Thulk.
That's it. Yeah,
give me some shout outs on Twitter.
Because what's the alternative?
It would be.
Yep.
We don't want to go there.
Nope.
Okay. Good night, everyone. moving on. What do we got here? We got fun facts, Slumber Party. Everybody's more excited about Slumber Party than Hulk and Thor, than Thulk.
That's okay.
Okay. Let's see what else we got. Other news here. Margot Robbie. Is in talks to play the wife of A.A. Milne in a movie about his life. He's the son of the creator of Winnie the Pooh.
Here's a movie I'm pumped for, because I loved Saving Mr. Banks.
So you like those sort of biopics that are about authors and sort of delve into their creative process?
Yeah, I hope that it won't be whitewashed. I think Saving Mr. Banks almost was.
Mm-hmm.
I don't think it was as bad as some people thought it was as far as like... making Walt flawless. They showed him smoking a ton, you know,
because
he did. And I think they showed him, you know, disgruntled and not perfect, which I like.
He was pretty like floaty though. Like he was just kind of like, let me sit down with you and make the mood better. You know, like that's how he was.
Yeah,
he was,
but don't you think Walt was kind of like that in real life?
Was he though?
I don't know.
That's the thing. That's how we see him now.
And before like, people you start think that, saying but that, you don't know. Yeah.
Like what evidence do you have to support that? And yet you do believe that just because he created a lot of amazing properties and because on TV we've seen him act that way.
But conversely, a lot of people just assume that he hates Jews. And I've looked at, like, there's not much evidence for that.
Where does that come from?
I don't know, but everyone thinks it.
Here's the thing. If enough people say something, then people just kind of take it for the truth because it's too much work to do research. But like you said, you don't see that. I mean, yes, I'm not saying it's not true. It's possible. And I'm also saying he probably was like that. I think Walt was probably a great guy. I would give anything to sit down with that guy and just have a cup of coffee.
Yeah.
Right? But it's interesting how movies affect our perception of these things. And that's why this one, there's a lot of controversy around it. Because the thought is this is going to be about the son whose his name is Christopher Robin Milne. Mm-hmm. And he is literally the namesake of Christopher Robin from Winnie the Pooh. And everybody thinks like, oh, he created Winnie the Pooh. It's floaty. It's, you know, it's everything like that. And this kid actually had a really rough life and has a lot of like deep troubling issues with his father's creations that has cast a shadow over his day-to-day existence.
Yeah.
Like where people come to see him in his store and just say, look, that's the real life Christopher Robin. And he's like, I hate it.
Yeah. I hope they don't shy away from that.
I hope that they dwell on it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. It seems to be like the defining thing of his life.
Yeah. Like this really light and kind of hope driven cartoon that's about comedy and happiness is literally on the back end about a child who's miserable and hates his family.
Yeah, and I think it would actually be, you know, considering that it caused him so much distress, it would be a big disservice to his life if they sugarcoat it and made it like if you're going to do a movie about this guy's life, at least be truthful and honest and show like the pains that he had because of that fame.
Yeah. We'll see.
Yeah.
We'll see. I mean, I'll watch it.
Oh, I'll watch it.
Yeah, on Netflix. Yeah. But that's that. Let us know what you guys think. Do you think are you excited for these movies? Do you like those biopics like Saving Mr. Banks?
Yeah, did you like Saving Neverland? Mr. Banks?
You know, movies like that.
Did you like Saving Mr. Banks?
I like Finding Neverland better, but it was like very little to do.
Mm-hmm.
Anyway.
Yeah.
Last bit of news here. Opening dates for Frozen Ever After Ride, The Jungle Book Nighttime Show, and more at Disneyland Parks has emerged, which is cool. Disney's really still riding that Frozen train. So we got some opening dates, which I don't remember what they were, actually. Let's see if we can find that here.
I'm still upset about the Frozen ride going into the, is it Epcot?
Oh, yeah, that's what it was.
It's replacing the Norway thing.
Maelstrom.
It's just so...
Yeah, there's some controversy there. Well, here's the thing. Only diehard fans like that ride, because it was a bad ride, let's be fair.
Yeah, but don't, like, the whole point of that park was to be about the world and not about property.
That's right.
So it's kind of sucks.
Like, and also, like, to how have does one Norway ride feel? And two ride.
Yeah.
I'm
sure Norway's upset that their representation is being taken over by
a fairy tale that isn't even actually representative of the story itself, which is pretty messed up.
That's a bummer.
But that's okay, because money talks. So
that's awesome. Apparently, Marvel
they're just
movies.
Writing it off. Also, additionally, if you guys are interested in writing Soarin', California before it becomes Soarin' the World, you have until June 15th to do that. And there's already footage of the one in Shanghai.
Leo, I cannot wait for Soarin' California to be replaced.
By Soarin' World. It's the same ride, but with different things.
I know, but Soarin' California, I'm sorry if you love it, but it's so out of date.
It's so out of date. I hate that it's Christmas every time.
It looks like it's 720p on this giant like screen. It's like blurry and... I mean, I hope Patrick Warburton still does the safety thing. Yeah, nice work. But that footage needs to be replaced.
It really does.
Because it's a cool
concept.
It's
also like very shaky. Yeah, it is. I mean, I was watching the Shanghai one, and the things they make you do in that is really cool.
Yeah, and I remember riding Soarin' as a kid and being enthralled by it. But like technology has changed and image quality has changed. If they update it, it's going to be amazing.
I agree.
I won't miss this old, like, janky version.
You heard it here first. Oh, sorry. I was thinking about it. You guys excited about Soarin' World? Let me know in the chat. But now, this is actually a moment where I want to talk to you guys. Because something very, very crazy happened to me this week. I went viral on BuzzFeed for being a Prince Eric lookalike.
Yeah, finally. It took
finally.
How did this not
that
happen?
That was a really funny thing. A lot of people were saying that, like, it only took him a couple of years to get with it.
Yeah.
Yeah, guys. Pretty amazing stuff. I woke up one morning to Sarah shaking me violently and going, Leo, did you see your Twitter yet? Everyone's tweeting at you. You went viral on BuzzFeed. And it's just like everything. Like my
whole BuzzFeed didn't even hit you up before it happened?
Well, they did. So here's what happened.
Okay.
An author from BuzzFeed Australia had messaged me on my Facebook fan account, right? She's like, I'd like to do an article if you don't mind answering a few questions. I was like, sure, by all means. So I answered the questions, and then I didn't really think anything of it. She's like, okay, cool, I'll be posting this. I didn't even know when. So I didn't know when it was going up. Mm-hmm. It went up at like 3 in the morning here, right? And I was awake. I was like editing or something, and I was like, oh, cool. All right, now, that's it. That's I got an article written about me. Oh, look, you guys can see it on the screen there.
Oh, yeah.
Pretty wild stuff. And then I went to bed, and then when I woke up, the whole internet had literally collapsed on my face. And guys, my phone, nothing but text messages, my like missed calls from my family, my inbox on Facebook. As a matter of fact, I still can't receive any friend requests on Facebook because the moment I delete people, it fills right back up.
Oh, yeah.
Guys, going viral is it's crazy.
I think Greg was trying to friend request you on
Facebook.
Yeah,
I couldn't even accept Fred. Yeah, Fred. Yeah, Greg. God, I can't even remember his name because I'm seeing the list of names in my head. And the amount of redheads that requested me, whoa. But yeah, that was crazy. Like every social media, I gained 20,000 followers in like 2 days.
That's
like, it's
amazing,
insane.
Dude.
Yeah, I just like never would have thought because I was in a wedding shoot for The Little Mermaid. They went viral, right?
Yeah.
But it wasn't about me. It was about the shoot. And obviously, Tracy Hines steals the show every single time. Like I'm just an accessory when she's around. But the fact that this article was about me like changed my perspective on how things go viral and how they affect people's lives because it's overwhelming.
Yeah.
It's great. It's guys, the opportunities that have presented themselves are really exciting, really amazing. But if you guys have any questions about that stuff now and like what that article was like, please throw them in the chat. I am more than happy to answer them because it has been a crazy, crazy experience. And then literally a few days after the article came out, I was Prince Eric in a BuzzFeed video for Beto Like. And now I'm going to be acting with BuzzFeed and actually doing stuff in Spanish, which is really exciting. Now I get to do some cultural representation like we were saying earlier. I'm not going to be Norway at Epcot. I'm going to be Leo Camacho, the Cuban-American actor.
Yeah, you're going to be the three caballeros.
Oh, that's racist. Oh, I'll take it. Sarah won't cosplay that with me because she's afraid to be
racist,
like appropriation.
Yeah.
But thank you guys. Everybody's saying they're so proud of me. Thank you guys. Like, honestly, that wouldn't have even happened if you guys wouldn't have raised such a fuss about me all the time on the internet. So thank you guys for that. I really, really appreciate it. And now we got to get Practical Folks viral. That's a very valid statement there. Katie. That? Katie.
Oh, thanks, Katie. Katie
yeah.
Mender.
Yeah, so guys, shoot over any... Honestly, how do you deal with being as famous as Tori Kelly and Emma Stone? That's arguable. But it's interesting because one question... that has arisen is just like, so, and this is like, not even me being presumptuous, this is literally what people are asking.
Yeah.
And it's like, what's it like to be the most famous male cosplayer? I'm like, that's debatable. But then like when I think about it, I don't really hear of male cosplayers going viral very often. It's generally female.
Yeah.
And so I really started thinking like, well, that's a really interesting statement.
You got
statement.
The top
possible?
5, man.
Top 5, at least. I'll take it.
Just take that.
It's crazy.
Yeah.
And literally, my cosplays are not even that good. I just look like the character.
That's BS.
Look, I break it into columns, right? Like, there's craftsmanship. People make really amazing costumes sometimes. There's portrayal. Like, do you act like the character? Are you in?
That's key.
Like, can you pose like the character? And then there's literally physical resemblance.
Yeah.
Right?
So you at least kill it in the last two.
At least 2 out of 3 is not bad. And I think there's a 4th column I occasionally do.
What's that?
I don't remember what it is, though. But it comes down. It's more if I'm on the creative side of things. Because, I mean, like, that's the real thing. Is like
marketing.
Armor and stuff. Yeah, marketing. Marketing, yeah. Well, that's another element, right?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, that's right. Twitter exploded trying to get me on Ellen. That was really funny. But, guys, she filmed her last episode of the season. So when she restarts shooting again, that's when we tweet at her. And maybe tweet at her, like, to get me down there to talk about cosplay and Disney Bound instead of just that I look like Eric. But we'll use that as a selling point.
Yeah.
But
don't look a gift horse in the mouth, man.
No, yeah, I'm not even mad about it. But thank you guys so much for supporting that. Let me see, we got some a Latin prince. Yeah. Oh, so that's another thing that happened is it blew up in South America because of again the lack of cultural representation. And I got posted on like Yahoo Mexico and all like the Glamour Mexico, like crazy newspapers. And most of my messages have been in Spanish because people are like, oh my God, there's somebody in like mainstream media being represented so like popularly. And he's Hispanic, and that's been a huge part of my life lately. I went to Miami. It was, like, a big deal. People were just, like, super stoked about it. It was awesome, you guys. So, again.
That's so awesome, man.
Yeah, thanks.
I'm so proud of you.
So tweet at me any questions. I'm open to have discussion about this. Maybe I do a Periscope letter with Sarah. People have been on those lately.
Yeah.
You got to get on that Periscope grind. Everyone, go follow James, too. This guy's got stories for days. you will never be forgotten, you guys. The only thing that will be forgotten is my churro hunt. I'm still only at 18.
Oh, the churro.
I'm only at 18 churros. But yeah, guys, that's it for Disney Movie News this week. I got to say thank you to all of you for logging in and tuning in and jumping in the chat. I always appreciate having you guys. The conversation is always fun. Thank you, guys. It's like no one had questions. They were just like, we're proud. We're going to keep pumping. Yeah, hashtag Leo Army. We're going to start it, and I appreciate that. But, guys, also... Janice Army, Practical Folks Army. You guys got to follow this guy. I'm gonna moderate another chat on his show, Drunk Disney, soon, so that we can all be together and hang
That'll
out.
That'll be good.
But that's the news, guys. Make sure you tweet at us. Oh, wait, we got to give him a Photoshop mission. That's what we've been doing after the shows.
Oh, what is this?
I don't know. What do you think we should do? Oh, can you guys, the Photoshop mission is take that picture of Thor and Hulk together and Photoshop our faces. You choose which character we go on.
Yeah.
But I want the most creative, interpretive Photoshop of that scene with us doing our road trip.
Yes.
Road trip, new term. Oh, snap. Guys, that is what we're closing this show on. Thank you, guys. Shout out to the chat. Alyssa Wessum, Marissa Recker, Cece Rinaldi, Sarah Andres, Alexandra S., Emily Saunders, Tomer Senon,
Greg Billmater.
Jump in there. Do it.
Yeah, my eyes aren't good. Alexis Barber, Jody Darlingo, Pixel Ray again, Katie M., you know it, and... Well, that's Miranda Perry.
That's right. Make sure you follow us on social media. I'm at Mr. Leo Zombie everywhere except for Twitter, where I'm just at Leo Zombie. You guys already know. You guys are cool. Follow this guy. Where can they follow you?
At James A. Janice on Twitter and Instagram, and Practical Folks on YouTube. We do Drunk Disney. Doesn't that sound fun?
It sounds like
a he's good in old, an episode.
Yeah,
Hunchback of Notre Dame.
And make sure you guys follow Popcorn Talk on Twitter at the Popcorn Talk, and on YouTube at Popcorn Talk. So you guys watch shows about your favorite subjects, for ranging from Disney movies to MMA to Star Wars to every show on television.
Marvel movie news.
Make sure you watch that one specifically.
Tuesdays at 11 a.m.
Boom. Marketed. Thank you guys for hanging out. We'll see you next week.
From producers Maria Menounos, Kevin Undergaro, Phil Svitek, and the entire Popcorn Talk Network, we would like to thank you for tuning in. For questions or comments, be sure to visit popcorntalk.com. I'm Sir Richard Wentworth, and this has been a presentation of the Popcorn Talk Network.
The views expressed herein are those of the hosts only and do not necessarily reflect the views of the Popcorn Talk Network or its owners or principals.